Now let's follow up on the J.P. Morgan case. As we told you earlier this week, the largest bank in the United States is close to paying the largest ever civil settlement with the Justice Department. J.P. Morgan Chase has agreed to pay a $13 billion fine to resolve a number of investigations related to the mortgage crisis. But as NPR's Dan Bobkoff reports, some think the government is unfairly targeting J.P. Morgan.
The storyline from J.P. Morgan Chase's perspective is that in the dark days of 2008, it was the white knight, the one bank big enough and rich enough to swoop in and buy up the failing investment bank Bear Stearns and the already failed Washington Mutual. Then Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and then New York Fed President Tim Geithner pushed CEO Jamie Dimon hard to make the deals. This is Paulson on CNBC recently.
When Jamie stepped up and agreed to buy Bear Stearns, and when Tim Geithner and I were pleading with him to do that, Bear Stearns would have gone down if J.P. Morgan hadn't acquired it.
The praise isn't just from Paulson. Superstar investor Warren Buffett told Bloomberg that Dimon helped the entire economy with what he did. Even former Congressman Barney Frank, co-author of the 2010 Financial Overhaul Law, has said companies should not be punished for deals the government pressures them into. On a conference call with investors earlier this month, Dimon suggested he was surprised to be facing such a big fine for mortgage misdeeds that happened at Bear and WaMu.
This is very painful for the company. And Bear Stearns, we did do quickly. We didn't anticipate that we'd be paying anything for prior losses for Bear Stearns.
So is this $13 billion settlement unfair? J.P. Morgan estimates that 80% of the losses from bad mortgages come from Bear Stearns and WaMu. And Dimon said he doesn't believe his bank is responsible for anything that happened at Washington Mutual before J.P. Morgan bought it.
But that does not mean that people can't come after you. So that was a little bit of a lesson learned, too.
He may not have anticipated having to make this sort of settlement, but he surely must have known that there would be substantial risk.
Dean Baker is co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research. He says J.P. Morgan didn't buy Bear and WaMu as charity.
They did this because they thought it would help their business.
And J.P. Morgan did get a lot out of the deals. A big banking presence on the West Coast from WaMu, to name just one. William Cohen is the author of House of Cards, a book about the crisis.
They would do both of those deals again, especially at the prices that they paid for them, even knowing that they were saddled with this $13 billion fine.
That fine will likely include billions to help repay institutional investors who lost money on bad mortgage bonds issued by Bear, WaMu, and J.P. Morgan. It's also reportedly going to provide billions to homeowners who suffered in the housing collapse. But published reports suggest that less of the settlement will be about WaMu and Bear than many expected. The punitive portion of the deal, roughly $2 to $3 billion in straight fines, will likely be limited to the bad loans J.P. Morgan itself issued leading up to the collapse.
And that's the part that sort of isn't going to get, you know, Jamie Dimon a whole lot of sympathy.
By limiting the punitive fines to J.P. Morgan's actions, the Justice Department is likely trying to head off criticism that it's unfairly targeting the bank for the companies it acquired under pressure. All told, the settlement will resolve numerous investigations, including in California and New York. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says in a statement that banks must be held accountable for misconduct. That includes, he says, institutions that were voluntarily bought and absorbed by banks that still exist. And the Justice Department is negotiating a rare admission of wrongdoing from J.P. Morgan. Cohen says other big banks are watching closely.
I'm sure that this is now going to be the template for settling with all the big banks in Wall Street that were heavily involved in the mortgage market.
The settlement could come as early as this week. Dan Bobkoff, NPR News, New York.